This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts. No, tell me not to do that. Don't cut that out. I just want everyone to know what I was like at one point. I'm not like
your
that anymore.
Face. It was like you were trying to get me to come back over to what, like I was a little duck or a dog. You were like, "Hey, come over here."
I was like baby talking you. Jeez.
Kind of wide eyes.
Wide eyes, but not wide forehead because I have Botox, so you can't really.
Yeah, that's right. It was just the eyes. Welcome to my favorite murder mini-sode.
Mini-sode.
We read to you your hometown stories of murder, mayhem, and what we'll call other, because we're now getting a lot of emails for other, which I love.
Which is great. Listen, someone doesn't have to die for it to be fun.
Look, we enjoy, that's certainly exactly the truth, if not more so.
I wouldn't say that in a normal episode, but no. I think the people who are like dedicated and are listening to actual minisodes like know they what they're getting into.
We don't have to explain anything.
No, you guys,
it's almost been a full fucking year. Yeah. They get it.
You guys are the solid fucking believers. You guys are the
achievers,
believers. But come on, achievers, believers,
mosquitoes,
mosquitoes. No,
ready?
Yep, you go.
Subject line is my EMT story, lighthearted. Hey, Stephen, Karen, and Georgia. I would go ahead and reverse that order. Stephen is not the first person.
You're giving him a point away from him every time.
This is one of those things where we slowly give Stephen the power and the assignments and this and that. And suddenly people are only talking to Stephen. People are calling it this my favorite Stephen podcast.
And next thing you know, you and I are fucking out. We don't have a podcast anymore.
Yeah, that's right. It's all cats and Stephen. Okay. Hi, Stephen, Karen, and Georgia. I love the podcast. Too bad it wasn't around in 1997 because it would have saved me from this mistake.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Back in 97, I was a very young, naive, and sheltered new nurse who had been working in the local ER for a minute or two. I instantly became fascinated with the paramedics that brought us patients, so I signed up for a six-week EMT class at the community college. Since I was already a nurse, they assured me I already knew everything I needed to know. And the educational standards for EMTs back in the day were not as strict as they are now. We spent most of the class listening to our instructor tell us stories about all the fucked up shit he saw throughout his career.
Sign me the fuck up.
For real.
Los Angeles City College, we're coming for you.
Come on. Okay, then we took a very basic test, and boom, I'm an EMT.
It's like a driver's license.
I immediately took my card to the volunteer fire department and signed up to be on a medical first responder. They handed me a t-shirt, a pager, a map book, and a red light for my car, and boom, I'm on duty.
My God.
Absolutely no training. I would sit, because she was a nurse.
Yeah.
I would sit all day at the house waiting for the pager to go off and then race out into the unknown all by myself, a 22-year-old blonde girl with a medical bag.
No.
Just to orient you to my reality at the time, I didn't have the internet. It didn't have many good crime shows on basic cable. Didn't have a cell phone. Lived in a town that had two traffic signals. So one afternoon, our fire department and the sheriff's department got paged about an unconscious person suspected DOA at a house that was very close to where I lived. I knew I'd be first on the scene. I was extremely excited. So what did I do? I jumped in my car and sped to that house alone. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Did I wait on the sheriff's deputy to get there before I ran into the house? Hell no. When I got there, a man standing on the porch pointed to the front door of the house and said, "She's in the bedroom."
Oh, God.
I wandered around the house by myself, found the bedroom. There's a woman who's obviously dead, propped up in the bed with a nightshirt on, no underwear. It was my first potential crime scene. So what did I do? I touched everything in the entire room. I walked over to the patient, made sure she was unresponsive. I put down my medical bag to get my stethoscope, but there was too much stuff on the nightstand, so I moved it all around to make some space, including a glass with a drink in it. Then I got concerned I would knock the drink over, so I moved it again for safe measure. Then I noticed the TV was really loud, and I wasn't going to be able to listen for heart sounds to confirm death, so I walked over and turned the TV down, then off. Ugh. About this time, my fire chief walked in. He was a very kind, patient man, and he was like, "Honey, how about we make sure she's dead, and then we get out of here and stop touching things." So I spent that evening downtown at the sheriff's department giving them my fingerprints and DNA swabs and receiving a lot of side eye and nasal flares. Lesson learned so hard. SSDGM, especially in my fire district in 1997, K in North Carolina.
Wow.
Aww.
Hi. Honey. I mean, I feel like, you know, before the 90s, that's how it was done, though.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
From the 1600s right up until 97, it seems like. How are you supposed to know?
Oh, 98, we were like, don't touch it.
Hey, I've seen a show called Forensic Files. Yeah. Don't touch anything.
Okay. Ooh, you know what I was thinking? How cool it would be to have the Unsolved Mysteries theme song as your fucking ringtone.
Oh.
Would you like, every time I heard my ring, I would like get chills.
That's such a good idea. That must be available.
That's got to be a thing.
That has Steven.
Steven's already writing it down. All right. Okay. All right. Amazing friends escape from intruders.
What?
Dear Karen, Georgia, Steven, Elvis, Mimi, Frank, and George, who is a girl. I love it.
Roll call.
Yes. My name is Ollie, and I'm from the southeast of England, about an hour south of London. And my belief is that you all equal awesome. I'm particularly happy because I recently got my husband to listen to My Favorite Murder, and now he's hooked because, well, you all are awesome. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
One of my amazing friends had a horrific ordeal back in 2008. She was chilling at home on a Saturday evening with a glass of wine in her flat in London. Sounds amazing.
I mean.
But then she heard the front door open. She naturally assumed it was one of her two flatmates. So didn't think of it much. Didn't think much of it. The next thing she knows, two people, a man and a woman, burst into the room and dragged her from room to room, forcing her to fill bags with valuables, all the while shouting at her that they were going to fucking stab. She didn't write fucking, and I just, she wrote F star 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 ing.
Come on.
Fucking stab her if she didn't fill the bags. They went on to tie her up to a chair in one of her flatmate's room, and every time she looked at them, she was trying to remember their faces in case she got out. The woman would smack her across the face and tell her that if she looked at them again, she would kill her.
Good God.
These two oxygen stealers then took all her jewelry and bank cards. The guy demanded what her PIN was and warned her that if she gave him the wrong number, he would come back and kill her. She very bravely, ! gave the wrong number to him, and he left the flat, leaving the woman to keep watch of my friend. The woman then carried on going through all the other rooms, and my friend managed to loosen the computer cable they had used to tie her up and decided to make a run to the front door. Thankfully, she managed to get out onto the street barefoot and eventually wave someone down to help her remain sexy and not get murdered.
Wow. Good job.
These two were arrested 2 days later at a West London hotel. The man pleaded guilty and was handed an indefinite jail sentence for the protection of the public.
Whoa.
Wow. Can we do that now, please?
I mean, it's, you need to move to England.
Dude, I do.
That's your jam entirely.
Seriously. He was told that he must serve at least 4 years before he can be considered for release. The woman who had denied the charges of robbery and burglary with violence was given a nine-year jail term.
Whoa.
Wow. Just in case you want to check it out, these two were called Michael Rowe and Susan O'Brien. I don't really care. Love you guys so much. Please stay awesome. Carry on shouting, Steven, and please come to London, SSCGM, Ollie.
So awesome.
Yeah.
God, that's, imagine you're like at your most relaxed, couple glasses of wine in you.
Oh, listen.
And the surprise of that.
How many times must, well, I guess we couldn't go back and tell her, lock your fucking doors.
Gotta lock that door.
Not victim blaming or anything or shaming.
No, it was the '90s.
Start with basic precautions.
Gotta do it. Why not do it? What's the negative of locking your door?
Your shitty fucking flatmate forgets her key. She can knock.
Yeah, she knocks and you get up off that couch. You work the wine around your system a little bit. Get even drunker.
And then eventually you'll get to the door and let her in.
You'll stop at one of your side tables to look at a coffee table book that you haven't looked at in a while. This is beautiful. Oh, I forgot.
I love Ann Getty's. Getty's?
Georgia, I just need to ask you kind of a general question. Who among us hasn't stumbled across a 5-ingredient dinner recipe or like a power washing tutorial online and thought, I want to try that?
I know I have, but usually I just bookmark and keep scrolling. It's hard to tell what content online is legit, Karen.
Well, Georgia, fortunately, Masterclass knows a pro from a foe. They only work with experts so you can learn with confidence.
With 200 classes taught by the world's best instructors on topics like cooking, photography, writing, and more, Masterclass has something for everyone.
Once you sign up for their annual membership, you'll have unlimited access to their full catalog for just $10 a month.
Get to know yourself better with RuPaul's Self-Expression and Authenticity class, or learn about problem solving from the science guy himself, Bill Nye.
Masterclass was designed to enhance your life no matter how busy you are. Their sessions are made up of 10 to 15 minute video lessons that can be taken in any order so you can learn at your own pace.
I love it. When you sign into Masterclass, it's like the whole world opens up and you can be in there for hours just learning stuff. I learned about dog training. You can do an improv lessons with Amy Poehler.
Oh, there's the great relationship expert Esther Perel. You can get in there and learn how to build deeper connections with her.
And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/MFM.
Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/MFM.
Masterclass.com/MFM.
Goodbye.
Why do I always remember lyrics to songs, Karen, that I haven't heard for years, but I always forget my email passwords?
I know, right? It's like our brains only want us to retain useless information, but with 1Password, that problem's solved.
1Password is an award-winning password manager that's trusted by families and large-scale companies alike.
If you're tired of being the person that everyone texts for a streaming login, hand that honor to 1Password. They let you share logins with people and with groups.
With 1Password, you can securely switch between any device type or operating system. That means if you're a family or business that uses both Mac and PC, you won't have trouble sharing your private data.
Don't let the name fool you. 1Password does more than just store passwords. It can autofill usernames, payment details, and personal information. And they notify you about potential data breaches.
For business operations, 1Password has a dedicated support team that will integrate its security tools into your existing workflow.
1Password saves everyone time. And we all know that time saved equals money saved. Your accounting department will thank you.
Don't just listen to us. 1Password was named Wirecutter's best password manager, and companies like Salesforce and IBM trust 1Password to secure their most sensitive information, so you can too.
Right now, our listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/MFM.
That's 2 free weeks at 1, as in the number 1, password.com/MFM.
1Password.com/MFM.
Goodbye.
The subject line is, my dad was in the dorm next to the Berkeley hostage crisis. So that's the story that I did a couple ago.
Yeah.
That happened in Berkeley. That was crazy. Okay, so dear MFM fam, well put.
Yes.
Well put, Katie. Hi, guys. I'm a huge fan of the pod and the community that has grown with MFM. When I heard episode 73 and Karen's story, I audibly gasped with excitement on BART back from the city.
Yay.
These are all San Francisco terms.
Totally.
BART is the subway, San Francisco. We call this San Francisco the city. All right. I remember my dad telling me about the hostage situation when I was younger because he was a student at Berkeley when it happened. Henry's Bar is attached to Hotel Durant, one block from campus. There are tons of popular food places on the street and University Residence Hall right next to the hotel. My dad lived there during his freshman year in 1990 and described the situation as that one time a guy brought a bag of guns into Henry's. He told me the story when we visited campus. I was around 10, and he understandably left out the part about sexual assault of the victims. He remembered some of the people in Henry's running into his dorm dorm when Dashti started shooting. And apparently everyone on his floor stayed up the entire night and watched the police outside of the bar through their dorm windows. I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
What stuck with him the most was the extremely loud noise from police shooting Dashti at dawn. Pretty sure he added the dawn for effect since it was after seven, but you know how dads exaggerate. Even after hearing this insane story as a kid, I ended up going to UC Berkeley too, and I'm now a senior. Though the city still struggles with crime, nothing even close to this level of chaos has happened in my time here. Hopefully it stays that way, though I still have one more year. Thank you guys for everything you do. Stay sexy. Don't get murdered, Katie.
Nice. I love it when there's a fucking separate 1 degree of separation.
Yeah. Tell us that firsthand version.
I love it.
That's the best.
Okay. Mom-in-law murdered a murderer.
Oh, yes.
That's fun.
Yes.
That's a fun title. Okay. My husband's stepmother's... She just fucking gets right into it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No messing.
No. My husband's stepmother's first husband. Her husband's stepmother.
So her mother-in-law.
Her mother-in-law's first husband, who's not related.
Her father-in-law.
Right. I don't.
Who knows?
Was a real piece of shit.
Oh, hello. Maybe he wasn't around. Okay.
She had been planning to leave him, and one afternoon she had all her stuff packed and was ready to leave prior to him returning from work.
Uh-oh.
She went to open the door to make her escape, and there he stood. Those are all periods that I didn't put in.
Oh, shit.
There he stood. In her panic, she remembered she had put her pistol in her bag, and she was as she was packing up, whipped that shit out and pulled the trigger. She ran to her neighbors and told them to call 911. As she waited and the cops began to arrive, she kept asking where the ambulance was. One of the police officers informed my mother-in-law that the coroner was on his way. Her husband was dead. She had shot him in the torso and apparently hit some vital organs with her small .22, which tends to ricochet through someone's body rather than going straight through, causing more internal damage. Damn, I didn't know that.
That's rough. That's now we know.
Yeah.
.22.
Upon search of his car, the police found in the trunk, oh, Karen, this is your favorite. Ready for this?
Yes.
They found duct tape, rope, and black plastic bags. Maybe he was just going to clean up
clean up innocent people's lives?
He was on his way home to murder my mother-in-law. My sister-in-law told me the story with my mouth agape and face white, and she ended it with, how did you not know this story? I think show of hands of every murderino who's fucking been said that. I'm glad I know it now, and I hope you're glad too. Give Elvis a cookie for me and literally throw Karen's dogs a bone. Aww. Stay sexy, Haley.
Whoa.
Dude.
That's crazy.
But it's so crazy. I mean, she didn't say if he was abusive or not, so like... She must have not had a... She had a gun because she was scared of him. But just
she said he was a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
I bet it wasn't like because he wasn't fun at parties. You know? Like, I bet that's probably what she meant, right?
One hopes. You gotta hope.
He was a real bore.
Yeah.
So she shot him.
Ugh. All he did was, drink Diet Shasta and fucking eat all the maraschino cherries in the goddamn...
It's so embarrassing.
Ugh. Like, ugh. Stay away from the fucking shrimp cocktail.
That's my Diet Shasta for special occasions.
Well, that was fucked up.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
Yeah, you guys send us yours. Get a good subject line going, and Steven will usually maybe click on it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite murder. Gmail. Send us your hometowns, your not hometowns, your college towns, your parents' college hometowns.
Your Swiss cheese pervert style stories. We want to hear them.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know about that, go back and listen.
Google that shit.
Google it.
And also stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Bye. Bye.
Elvis, you want to cook? Nope. Yes.
He jumped his line.
Oh, Elvis.
He was so ready.
Oh, you're fired. Thanks, Steven.